From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Jennifer Anderson from the Georgina Chamber of Commerce joined Dan Pollard in the studio to talk about the upcoming Discover Georgina show.
The motivation to walk through those doors should be to discover Georgina, to find out what there is to offer in this community, and to discover when and if you need something, how to shop local, and to purchase from your neighbors and your friends.
The event takes place this weekend at the Georgina Ice Palace. Dan Pollard will be there live on location Saturday. Stop by the K-Country booth and say hi. The town of Newmarket has launched a redesigned website, still found at newmarket.ca, featuring a more modern look and improved tools to help residents, businesses, and visitors more easily access information and services. Mayor John Taylor says the updated site offers a more intuitive experience and enhanced accessibility, mobile responsiveness, and interactive features like maps and online application portals. The project was part of the town's digital strategy and developed with Canadian firm Up and Up. It aims to improve user experience and will continue to evolve based on community feedback. The town of Georgina is inviting residents to run in the 2026 municipal election, with nominations opening May 1st and closing on August 21st at 2 p.m. Positions available include mayor, regional councillor, ward councillors, and school board trustees, with candidates required to book an appointment through the clerk's division to file their nomination. Voting will take place both online from October 10th to October 23rd and in person on select advance dates and Election Day, October 26th. For more information, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.